I remember as a child having great anxiety about those schoolyard pics. You remember that? Maybe you've seen it in movies. This maybe doesn't happen anymore. But where there are all these kids in a group, and there are two leaders, and they pick teams. And so you're standing there wondering, when are you going to be chosen? I was always chosen toward the very end, if not last. So some of us were chosen first. Some of us, yeah. Okay, the last out there, yeah. Well, the first will be last, the last will be first, so. But some of us were captains of these teams. Some of us were chosen first, some chosen toward the end or last. Whatever your reality was about being chosen, this sermon is for you. This church, our church, is for you. Because I'm here today to tell you that you have been chosen. God has chosen you. God will never let you go, and God has chosen all of us to bring us into community for our joy, that God's joy may be in us, that our joy may be complete, for our joy and for the world's benefit. God has chosen us for friendship, to be our friend, for us to be God's friend. How do we live into our friendship with God? On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ talked with his friends. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything. Everything, Jesus says. And then he says, you did not choose me, I chose you. Love, friendship, being chosen. What is Jesus saying? What is he trying to tell his closest friends as their time together, as they had known it, was coming to an end? What we've just heard was happening at that Last Supper. Friendship with Jesus was about to get a lot harder. So much so that Peter would deny him and the others would scatter. Is that why Jesus told them that night that he had chosen them and they had not chosen him? I think it is a key point about our friendship with Jesus, with God. So often we think we are the ones doing the choosing. Our parents might have chosen baptism for us, or we might have chosen it as an adult. And in a sense, we are choosing, right? In that sense, and in the sense that every day we can choose to follow Jesus, to be part of this Christian journey together. We can make that choice. But no matter what we choose, God acted first. God chose us already. And the order matters. Because God has chosen you and me, and that bond can never be broken. Through Jesus, the Christ, God has chosen all people and the whole world. And that sort of love, that sort of friendship of God with God, it's eternal. It's forever. Friendship with God, being chosen to be God's person in the world, when we're aware of that, is such a deep and rich journey into God's heart, into deep friendship with God. Henry Nouwen's book, Life of the Beloved, addresses this matter so well. He describes our Christian journey as one of being chosen, blessed, broken, and given. The idea of being chosen for a Christian is about being chosen so that we can give. Right, so often when people are chosen, it's to get, but this is about giving. And, as I've already indicated, now in states, my chosenness, he says, does not mean that others are not chosen. And that's the other huge difference about being chosen as a Christian, being chosen as God's beloved, as a Jewish person or Muslim. Everyone's chosen. Some of us, or all of us, at some time in our life, might have wondered, am I chosen? What do I have to give? when we're feeling broken or having a hard time, we might wonder about this chosen thing. Have you noticed in your life or in the lives of those around you, when we are broken, we are broken open, right? And God can do amazing things with us. About 20 years ago, when I was at the start of the ordination process, before going to seminary, in those days we'd have these, I guess they still do this, we'd have these postulancy retreats with our postulant class. So there were five of us from the Diocese of Virginia. We had a retreat at Roslyn 20 years ago, before they built all those buildings the vestry just saw. And the reason I bring this up, why it's significant, and why it came to me as I was writing this sermon, the leader of our retreat had us draw a vase. And you might try doing this. He had us draw a vase with a crack in it. It's like, you have to put a crack in it, at least one. And that was to represent our wounds, things that had happened to us that were hard, things that made us sad, made us maybe feel broken. And then he said, those cracks let God's light shine through. Those cracks let God's light shine through. God's friendship is certain at every stage of our lives. Sometimes this friendship, we're really feeling it, we're feeling great about it. Maybe we're active in the world doing things that are so visible. And at other times, our friendship with God, and this can happen from day to day, right? It might be a passage through life, but also day to day. Sometimes our friendship is a prayerful closeness, like two friends or two lovers, say, reading in the same room, silent but connected, always there for each other. Jesus called his first disciples to be his friends in the world. He chose them as friends. And God, Jesus, Spirit, chooses us in the same way. What do we know about friendship from our human experience? Friends spend time together. We want to spend time together. Friends get each other, right? Have you had a friend like that where you never really had to explain yourself? You just understood each other in a way you didn't even need to talk about. That's a sort of communion that we have with certain people in the world. And it's the same with God. Also, friends often share common interests and enjoy doing them together, activities. Sometimes it's a common interest or activity that brings people together, who then become friends. And that's the same with God. So many of us have found God, whatever that meant to us at the time, right? Some sort of understanding of what is true and grounding and real and good when we are helping people. Maybe we were on a mission trip. Maybe we were cooking a meal for people side by side, or the veterans. And it's in those sorts of activities that are really God's concern that we have this friendship with each other and God. The same is true, as I'm saying, for our relationship with God. God just gets us. We don't have to explain. God loves spending time with us. And we live into our friendship with God when we care about the things God cares about, when we share interests and activities. God has chosen us to be God's friends in and for the world. There's a song by Bernadette Farrell entitled, God Has Chosen Me. And some of the lyrics capture what I'm saying. God has chosen me to bring good news to the poor. God has chosen me to bring new sight to those searching for light. God has chosen me. And to tell the world that God's kingdom is near, to remove oppression and break down fear. Yes, God's time is near. God has chosen me to set alight a new fire. God has chosen me to bring to birth a new kingdom on earth. God has chosen you for all of that. So you might this week consider your friendship with God. What does that mean to you? How are you friends with God? And how is our church, how is Holy Comforter a friend to God? Always remember that you are chosen. You are so important. You are part of what God is about in the world, the coming kingdom, the coming reign of God. And this is coming into being as we live into our friendship with God. Amen.